Did you know that your medical school application GPA will likely not be the same as your transcript GPA? There are lots of reasons for that, and it can be frustrating, but there is a free, easy way to calculate your medical school application GPA at mapped.com. That's MAPPD.com. Using Mapped app, which is now free to use for a GPA calculator, this is a new change. So if you've checked out Mapped before, if it's been a while, go check it out. We've come a long way with Mapped app. And now with our free tier, after your 30-day free trial, using the referral code 30 days free, that's all one word, all capital letters, 30, the number 30 days free. After that free trial of using all of the amazing features inside of Mapped, you can now continue to use Mapped for free. Again, that's mapped.com, MAPPD.com. The pre-med year, session number 457. Hello, and welcome to The Pre-Med Years, where we believe that collaboration, not competition, is key to your success. I'm your host, Dr. Ryan Gray, and in this podcast, we share with you stories, encouragement, and information that you need to know to help guide you on your path to becoming a physician. Welcome to The Pre-Med Years. Thank you so much for joining me today. Again, my name is Dr. Ryan Gray, and I want to say, before you post, you better think about what it is you're posting. Now, I'm going to have a deeper conversation about social media soon with an Instagram influencer on social media, pre-med Instagram influencer on social media. And we're going to talk about social media and how to grow a following and what's good, what's bad about having a social media following, because everyone needs to have a social media following, I think, at this point. To be a physician in today's day and age requires putting out information online, whether it's a blog, on social media, on YouTube, to show your prospective patients who you are as a person, what you believe, your tactics, your tricks, and everything else. Marketing yourself as a physician is going to be a huge part of our lives in the future. But sometimes that can go awry. And that happened just this weekend as I'm recording this past weekend, with a popular Instagram and TikTok influencer online in this space, in the healthcare space. She unfortunately made a video out of very poor taste, directed to the people that she is entrusted with taking care of. And the internet found out, and the internet acted. And as of this morning, as I'm recording this, she no longer has a job. Now, I hope she can get another job somewhere. I hope that she can continue to practice in a field where she trained many years to get to this point. And I hope she learned that the type of content that she created, at least in that one post, missed the mark big time. Now, I am a fan of humor. I love comedy. I love dark comedy. I love making fun of everything. I love South Park for that reason. They don't have a line that they won't cross. And they are equal opportunists. And sometimes that can go awry, and it does. But when you are a professional in a healthcare setting, the one topic that is off limits for you are your patients. Never, ever make fun of patients. There was a student many months ago who was posting on TikTok, and he put up a video, and it talked about patients in a negative way. It wasn't horrible, but it was negative. And I said, hey, you may want, I messaged him privately. I said, hey, you may want to take this down because of how you're describing patients. We as healthcare providers are meant to build trust and build a relationship with patients so that they come to us when they need us and they share the information, very private information that they need to share with us so that we can do our job as healthcare professionals and diagnose them and treat them, and they believe us and know that we have their best intentions at heart, so that they will actually do what we recommend, right? We need them to understand that what we do is for their best interest, ideally, right? That's what we all strive for in the healthcare field. When we prescribe something, when we operate, when we do procedures, we hopefully are doing things because we believe that it will help the patient. And right now, in today's day and age, with everything going on with the pandemic, with everything going on with climate change, we have too many people out there who deny science, who think that as physicians, we get kickbacks from the vaccine industry, that we are getting all this money from the pharmaceutical industry to push drugs on people. And there's already a big level of distrust out in the community, especially among the minority populations, the disadvantaged populations, the marginalized populations who have been literally taken advantage of by healthcare professionals over the years. And it's not that long ago that this happens. And there's a lot of distrust out there, rightfully so, among certain populations. And we are trying as hard as we can to build that trust back up. And then when people go out on social media and joke about patients who stereotype patients, specific marginalized patients out there, all you do is continue to drive a wedge between healthcare professionals and patients. And if you're going to make our job harder, your job harder, then most people aren't going to want you in this field. And that is, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, what happened to this person today. The place that she worked posted a post on Instagram saying that that person no longer is employed by that clinic. She lost her job over a 20 or 30 second video that happened to go viral for the wrong reason. Patience should never be the butt of the joke. At the very least, if I see that you are making jokes about patients on social media, I will message you. At the very worst, I will report you. I have done that before because there are some people out there who don't know what line it is that they're crossing and are portraying physical violence towards patients in their videos. And I've reported people, medical students. There was a medical student who I reported to their school because I knew someone at their school. I said, hey, just so you know, this person's out here. And it was very easy to find where they go to school. And that person had some disciplinary actions take place because of it. And I have no problem with that, right? I have no problem with reporting people when I believe that the good of our field as a healthcare professional is going to be hurt by what you think is a funny post on TikTok or Instagram or Twitter. Chasing clout, chasing likes, chasing followers is not worth more divide between patients and healthcare professionals. So as you are out there building your social media brand, because I think you all need a social media brand as you continue to further your careers, remember that humor, I think humor is amazing, but making fun of patients, making patients the butt of your jokes is always the wrong move.
This is MedEd Media.